Good morning. A wide range of temperatures this morning across interior New York and New England, with some of the mountain valleys in the teens and lower 20s, while other locations remained above freezing and in the lower to mid 30s early this morning, primarily across the valleys south of I-90. Most everyone will enjoy a good deal of sunshine right from the onset this morning, so whether readings are below freezing or above, temperatures will climb through the 30s and 40s today, and many places with mostly sunny skies will top out in the unseasonably mild lower to mid 50s by this afternoon. Even some upper 50s are possible in the mid and lower Hudson and Connecticut valleys. High pressure is dominating the weather, keeping it dry and sunny today, although as it departs this afternoon, some clouds will begin to stream in from the south and west, but no precipitation is anticipated through the evening. However, a weak disturbance is starting to approach from that direction, and eventually clouds will thicken tonight. This will keep temperatures in the upper 20s to lower to mid 30s for overnight lows, and there is even the risk of a few light and spotty rain showers and maybe a little bit of mixed precipitation way out in the Mohawk Valley and southern portions of the Catskills by sunrise on Tuesday. That disturbance will draw closer during the day on Tuesday, and skies will remain mostly cloudy, and as a result, temperatures not nearly as warm, but still above normal and in the lower 40s. Showers will become more likely during Tuesday afternoon and Tuesday night. A more potent system will eject out of the Tennessee Valley and head toward the Great Lakes on Tuesday night and into the day on Wednesday. This will generate a more substantial area of rain showers in our area as temperatures once again climb into the lower and middle 40s on Wednesday afternoon. Behind this system, colder air will start to sweep in on Wednesday night and for the day on Thursday. As a result, rain will begin to change to snow overnight, and there could be some snowfall accumulation by early Thursday morning towards central New York and certainly in the Adirondacks and Green Mountains, while the rest of the region sees a slushy mixture by sunrise on Thursday. The system will depart during the day on Thursday, leaving us with mostly cloudy skies and scattered snow showers with highs back into the more seasonable mid-30s. Skies will remain mostly cloudy and a northwest wind flow with a few snow showers on Friday, highs in the lower 30s before even colder air comes down for the weekend, leaving us dry and in the 20s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Midwest and Great Lakes will see a band of moderate snow tonight and into tomorrow. As that storm intensifies on Tuesday morning, heavy snow will set up from the Midwest into the central Great Lakes, and snowfall accumulations in these areas may range between 6 to 12 inches, with some locally higher totals possible. Winter storm watches have been issued for these areas. At Mount Washington this morning, 50 miles visibility under partly cloudy skies and 21 degrees with a west wind at 45 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, clear skies and 38 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 36 degrees, the dew point 15, 42% relative humidity, a south wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30 inches even and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 86 degrees at Falcon Lake and Castellone, Texas, to a low of 26 below zero at Peter Sinks, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing clouds, mid-50s, Boston mostly sunny in the lower 60s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy and breezy with highs in the lower 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 53 degrees, the low 22, the average temperature 38, that's 10 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, still 6.9 inches of snow for the month, which is 3.2 inches below normal, and 42.2 inches for the season, which is 2.6 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 37 degrees, the average low 19. The record high 74 set in 2017, and the record low 11 below zero in 1894. Sunrise this morning was at 6:40 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:38 p.m. 10 hours and 58 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-40s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight in the mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with highs in the mid to upper 40s. Cloudy tonight with a chance of a little light rain or mixed precipitation by morning, lows in the lower to mid-30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid-30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid-30s. Region-wide for Tuesday, cloudy with showers likely in the afternoon, lower 40s. More showers likely Wednesday in the mid-40s. On Thursday, mostly cloudy and breezy with snow showers in the mid-30s. Mostly cloudy, a few snow showers in the lower 30s. Friday, a couple of snow showers, otherwise partly sunny on Saturday in the mid-20s, and a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-20s on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.